The Tempe Refuge Center on the corner of Priest Drive and Rio Salado Parkway is the city's solid waste and recycling center for the composting program.
This is our staging area. So this is in the early stages of the work that nature does.
John Osgood is the city's field operations director. He walks me through mounds of brush and shrubs that have been collected from around the city.
This is the Tempe homegrown compost, and this is sort of the goal that we had right from the very beginning.
Once upon a time, these materials would have been taken to the landfill, along with the garbage and the trash. But 5 years ago, Tempe decided to collect it separately every month, and through a contractor, turn the organic material into compost for city use.
In this case, we've used it at our sports complexes to bring back the turf. We've used it in some neighborhood parks.
2 years ago, Tempe decided to create its own compost and get city residents on board. Osgood says it was a way to save a bit of money, save some space in the landfill, but most importantly, putting to good use the large amount of organic materials city residents were dumping. That required a lot of work.
We'd probably test for, 12 or 14 different elements, and they need to be within certain parameters in order to be able to use for turf or to be able to grow plants. And so far, people can use these.
Drive a few miles from the refuse center, and we're at ecologist Diane Pert's urban farm in downtown Tempe.
People don't realize what they can do with the mulch and with the compost, because everything is about the soil.
Her sixth of an acre farm adjacent to her home is filled with a variety of fruit and nut trees. She also has a large chicken coop for her half a dozen birds and a compost system. Pert is one of a handful of people the city came to for information about composting.
We did a video for them on the composting early on, what could be done. They wanted to know what could be composted. And I did everything from the concrete on up to the trees.
Pert has been creating her own compost on this property for more than 10 years. She came to be known as a local expert on residential composting. In fact, she helped create a community garden in her neighborhood. She says the city's efforts have come a long way since they first started. What the city needs now, she says, is support from the people who live here.
The trick is to make it a two-way street, not a one-way street. And most people like to throw things away. And I'm trained as an ecologist, and the first question I ask people is, and where is a way? Where do you think that is? Do you think there's a spaceship that leaves every morning for Mars or something?
Tempe is not leaving it to Martians. The city now distributes bags of compost during its twice-a-year zero-waste day, when residents drop off hazardous materials. And starting in January 2015, it will pick up green organic materials three times a year, in the spring, summer, and fall. Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez, KJZZ News, Tempe.